And Jesus said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager. Charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him, and he said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Give me an accounting of your management, as you can no longer be manager for me.' Well, the manager said to himself, 'What am I going to do now that the master is taking away my job from me? I'm not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose the job, people may well welcome me into their homes.' So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down, quick, make it 50. Then he asked another, "How much do you owe?" He replied, 100 containers of wheat. He said to him, "Take your bill and make it 80. Now, the master commended this dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the children of this age are more shrewd than the children of light in their own generation. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest, corrupt money, so that when its power collapses, they will welcome you into the eternal homes. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. And whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with dishonest, corrupt money, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you've not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.